Chapter 3. The Shadows of Secret Cities. Harry Brown was always in motion. Hell, as a member of the New York State Corps of Engineers, the man studied motion. So he surprised no one that bright morning in June 1943, when he bolted from the Syracuse hospital where his wife had just given birth to their first child. He was headed home for a quick shower. He'd done the calculations, said he'd be back before his wife woke up. A decade earlier, at Staten Island's Curtis High School, he'd fallen hard for Helen Brightson, daughter of Arnt Brightson, a Norwegian merchant marine captain who jumped ship only to captain janitors for a local school district. Harry was smart. Helen was smarter. A National Merit Scholar, she read multiple newspapers every day and could understand any math equation, no matter how complex. Her father was unimpressed. He said a woman didn't belong where men were. Said he'd only pay for college if she applied herself to be a nurse or teacher. Harry, whose father was a Staten Island dock worker, was different. Harry loved Helen's mind. They dated all through high school and married in 1937. He enrolled at Manhattan College and studied engineering, his heart set on building roads and bridges, and soon landed a job with New York State. Now he and Helen had a family, a daughter, Bonnie, just hours old. At home, Harry stepped out of the shower in time to hear the phone ring. Figured it was either a family friend calling to congratulate him or family back at the hospital announcing that Helen was awake. The man on the other end of the line introduced himself as Colonel James C. Marshall, the military lead on a new government-funded engineering program. What exactly the program was, the colonel couldn't say. It was secret. But it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for a 22-year-old man with a new family. Would Harry be interested? Yes? Good. See you in Tennessee in 3 days. And so Harry, Helen, and baby Bonnie were on the move, from New York down through Pennsylvania, across Virginia, through Knoxville, and into Oak Ridge, population 3,000 and growing by the hundreds every day. Guard towers surrounded the town, as did several miles of chain link and barbed wire fence. Harry and Helen rolled up to one of 7 entry gates, where soldiers searched their car before waving them in.